We have issues, ladies and gentlemen. We have many, many issues, Sam. We need to talk.
We need to talk. Mm-hmm.
Who do I put on here, Sam? I called you Sav, whatever your name is, Hayden. Graham. Sorry, Andrew. Graham. Welcome to you both. Good Lord. Andrew, do you want to come and watch the semi-final with me?
At least you're consistent. Every week, there's some technical muck-up.
Well, of course. Graham, good morning.
Good morning. I think it's quite cute that you're getting so excited over an FA Cup quarter final.
Well, look, I've decided to isolate and celebrate.
Next year, we'll be celebrating a win in the LDV Vans League.
I tell you what, I've got some silverware at the end of it, Sav. I'm don't bloody knock it. Let's talk first and foremost, lads. Andrew Saville from One Sport, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website out of Wellington.
We need to talk.
Let's talk about the Champions League, Graham. How big a shock is this? I know that we've talked about it before. Atletico winning isn't, but Barcelona getting dumped out is, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I guess so. I think people underestimate Atletico and have done for a few years now. I mean, it's not the first time they've beaten Barcelona in this. And isn't Simeone just fantastic on the sideline?
No, he goes nuts, doesn't he? I mean, look, he certainly wears the heart on the sleeve, Andrew. But is this one of those cases where it does say, hey, you can spend as much money as you like, but it doesn't actually mean that it guarantees?
Yes, and you could probably look at your own club for that.
Oh, hello.
Nice.
I tell you what,
I haven't
Spurs
really taken
fans...
much note of the Spanish stuff today. I'm still just overawed, or I'm in awe of Manchester City making the semis.
Yeah, well, look, I actually picked them from here, Graham, and I picked them for it because it's a cup competition. And you've got to remember when Chelsea won it, they beat Barca over two legs. They went to the Krauts and they won a penalty shootout, you know, in Munich at Bayern's ground. This is what a cup side can do.
Yeah, you don't really need to remind me of that particular campaign, thank you. But you're right. But what is strange about Manchester City doing this, though? You know, you say that they're a cup side. They have not beaten any of the top six in the Premier League all season. They've been getting all their points in the Premier League by making sure that they beat the lower teams.
Yeah.
So you'd actually expect them to struggle in the Champions League. But as I think I've said before, it's a bit tough for the PSG because they don't really have the hard games week in, week out. And I think that's what really hurts them in the Champions League.
Who have they got in the semis? Is it Real Madrid?
Oh, it gets drawn on Friday, which is Saturday morning our time. So,
you know,
will they keep the two Madrid sides apart? Will it be a repeat of 2014? I mean, I'm always dodgy about everything to do with FIFA and the draw. But the thing is, look, those, and Miles was pointing this out the other day, Andrew, that, you know, what you've got is a huge amount of egos that get paid a hell of a lot of money. And there's just something about playing at the upper echelon tournament, playing in the Champions League, that these guys will perform. I mean, with the disgraces, if you're a City fan, that they haven't been doing it week to week.
Yeah, but it's Grand Slam tennis tournaments. It's golf majors, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what you're paid to do. But at the same time, you've got to have that internal drive. And clearly, the Champions League means a heck of a lot now, more to Man City than finishing fifth or sixth in the Premier League.
Well, do remember their coach is off at the end.
We need to talk.
We talked to Raylene Castle a little earlier this morning, Andrew. She's so impressive, isn't she?
Yeah. I mean, I think we sort of take it for granted. She was a very good administrator of netball, and what she has done in rugby league so far, and she hasn't been in the game and in the NRL game for that long.
3 years almost, yeah.
I think is outstanding, really. I don't think she's paid enough credit, really, because this is a male bastion.
Oh, and that club especially.
Male bastions. And then on top of that, the cherry on top of the male bastion cake is Des Hasler.
Yeah.
And that's her coach.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she clearly has the respect of the players and coach in a club that over the last 10, 20 years has been successful but has also had quite a few off-field issues.
Graham, I'm thinking New Zealand football. Of course, you'd never, you know, step down to take that job. But, I mean, out of all the idiots that have run the place and the continuing errors and administrative balls ups that we get, you know, you think, is it that difficult to be a good administrator?
Well, I mean, clearly it is. It'd be really interesting to put Raylene Castle in charge of New Zealand football for say 2 years and see how much of a difference that makes. Because I agree. I mean, what a tough role for a woman to be in charge of the Bulldogs. You know, of all the sports and all the clubs, probably only running Augusta would be tougher for a woman, I think.
Yeah, good point, actually. But the thing is, Andrew, it's also dealing with what you have to deal with in league, and that the idiocy is never going to stop, and we know that. And you can just imagine some of the comments. I've read some of the filth that came out on social media and the trolling that has come out that she's had to absorb as well. And she carries herself so well and with dignity.
Yep.
But you said the right word before. You earn respect in this business, don't you?
Yeah. And you, as a CEO, you have to lead and gain that and respect, gain that respect rather. She clearly has done that. I remember talking to Graham Loeb just recently about Des Hasler and his days with Manly. And when Loeb went back in to try and sort of resuscitate Manly a bit, and he would have huge screaming matches with Des Hasler and almost came to blows, but they still respected each other. And that's the type of character that Raylene has obviously quelled or shown that she can be a leader and has gained that respect from Hasler.
And you get it, Graham, because you're good. That's the point.
Doesn't matter whether you're man, woman or whatever. If you're good at your job and you can lead and you gain that respect, then that works.
I think clearly. The phrase is man, woman or Caitlin, Andrew.
We need to talk.
Guppy, let's talk about Guppy, Graham. So 8 p.m. last night, Laura's mum, who's Guppy's manager, rings and says, you're catching a plane tomorrow morning. You're going to have to be at the airport about 3:30. He's got about 7.5 hours to pack the bag and take care of business.
Yeah, when those IPL teams click their fingers, people listen, don't they?
You got to jump, mate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised they didn't try to get him on sort of like a midnight flight. Why wasn't he at the airport anyway, waiting for the call to come?
Oh, that's a whole
that sort of thing.
Yeah, look, yeah, exactly.
It's well warranted. It's come out of the
blue, course,
because
yeah.
he wasn't taken in any of the auctions clearly, but also the sub auctions that they had, he wasn't taken at all. So I thought maybe he'd missed the boat, but clearly Mumbai is packed full of Kiwis. Ricky Ponting there as well, and they clearly all rate him. So why wouldn't you get Guptill over there?
Well,
you just know, Martin. There may have been. I heard your initial interview with Laura this morning, and there may have been a call between mum and law and son in law.
Oh, previous
as to how to broach the issue.
You know there was, mate. Yeah. You just look. I mean, there was the whole. That's why I brought up the chest of drawers incident because that happened when we
and
were.
And the phone when she rang happened to be on speaker.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought as well. He's just answered it and it happened to be on speaker. Because what's happened in the past here, Gray, is that Mrs. McGoldrick has rung up, broken the news, and then Guppy's had to turn around and sort of say, oh, love, I'm off in a week. For how long? 6 weeks. And that's, look, I know
because your mum just organised it for me.
Yeah, that's right. You see, as understanding as everyone is, Andrew, you know the look, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And Laura would have to wear it because he would say, well, look, your mum organised it.
Yeah, so the mum and him gang up.
I've got to go.
This is what I love. You're exactly right, Gray, that there's a, you know.
it's a masterstroke from Guptill, isn't it, really?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. This was exactly what I was saying. He's playing off the front foot, Andrew, and he's coming down the pitch at it and he's meeting it halfway, isn't he?
And like Raylene at the Bulldogs, Leanne McGoldrick is a very good player's agent has a very good, strong standing in the game. So she clearly has wits about her, and they approach the subject beautifully.
I can tell you what, Andrew, so look, when you actually drop it in at home and say, look, love, I'm off to cover the Olympics for 4 weeks, I mean, that initial look isn't as much joy as you would expect, Andrew.
You want to try Rugby World Cup for 8 weeks.
Oh, shit!
At least he had a bit of warning for that one, Seth. Off in 8 hours' time. That's a bit tricky,
but I tell you what, 8 weeks, I mean, that's an awful long time. Eight? Does it have to be eight? You were over there about a month beforehand, mate.
There's a pre-tournament preparation. There's the, you know, there's the, and I did buy a couple of Toblerone on the way home.
There were the photo ops in Covent Garden, all that sort of stuff.
All right, OK.